Toronto Zoomer Radio and a classic rock staple written by Robbie Robertson and covered by Robbie Lane and the Disciples, The Wait. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, Sammy H here, famous film director Martin Scorsese reflected on the passing of his cherished longtime friend Robbie Robertson this way. Robbie was a constant in my life and in my work. I could always go to him. He was a confidant, a collaborator, advisor. There's never enough time with anyone you love, and I loved Robbie. My guest is my longtime friend, our Robbie Lane, deeply rooted in the Toronto music scene, like Robbie Robertson, who was your friend. Sorry for your loss, Robbie.
Well, thank you for saying that. It was a big shock. I didn't expect that. I don't think anybody else did either. But Robbie was, in his personal life, was very quiet, and he didn't want people to know, other than his family, he didn't want people to know exactly what was going on with his health.
And I think, you know, if I can just say, Robbie Robertson is a musician's musician. And also, people who love music will know Robbie Robertson. And so we're reading and hearing and seeing a lot about him in the last 12 hours or so. But I would really appreciate your side of the story and what his friendship meant to you and who he was to you.
Okay, I'll go from the beginning. And this is when I was 16 years old. Robbie wasn't much older, and he used to play with Ronnie Hawkins at a place called the Concord Tavern on Bloor Street. Now, we weren't old enough to get into bars, but the Concord had a dining room side. So Saturday afternoons, not every Toronto musician, but a lot of us would go there just to see the Hawks, and especially to see Robbie Robertson, because he was a very unique guitar player. We hadn't really heard that kind of guitar playing. And it was, I can only describe it as soulful. Everything that he ever played came from his heart and his soul. And so it was very different for us. And guitar players galore would be there on a Saturday afternoon to pick up tips. So one afternoon, a friend of mine, without my knowledge, went to Hawkins and said, "This young guy, Robbie Lane, is here, and why don't you get him up to sing?" So Hawkins got up on stage. I wasn't warned ahead of time, and he said, "There's this young Robbie Lane out there. Get him up on stage." So I came up and did Stormy Monday Blues with Robbie Robertson on guitar, and it really was, I was nervous, but at the same time, I was just in a world that I'd never been in before, wow. And it was wonderful. So from then on, off and on, we would see one another, and I'd see him play as often as possible. And then, within about a year and a half, the Hawks decided to leave Hawkins and become their own entity. And they did. And so Hawkins, Ronnie, came to me and said, "Your band knows all my material. Why don't you and I join up, and it'll be Ronnie Hawkins with Robbie Lane and the Disciples." And that was fine. That was great. And we had a really good two-year run with the Hawk. At the same time, I was keeping my eye on the Hawks and the name changes that they went through. And one night I got a call. I was playing at Le Coq d'Or on Yonge Street with Hawkins. I got a call from the janitor of the then Friars Tavern, and I knew Levon and the Hawks were playing there. But the janitor called me, and he knew me, and he said, "The Hawks are rehearsing tonight with someone I think you might find interesting, Bob Dylan. I'm going to leave the back door open. You and a couple of your guys can come in, but stand against the back wall so they can't see you," because it was all shaded. So we did. We stood there for I don't even know how long, watching Robbie lead the band, watching Dylan rehearsing and getting ready for the amazing experience that would start just shortly thereafter. And that was kind of the point where I didn't see him anymore, because they went to the States and Robbie moved to L.A. and he lived in New York State for quite a while, as you know. And so I didn't see him a lot, but every once in a while we would touch base. The more recent time that we touched base was about 3-4 years ago, when he finished writing his book Testimony, and I got a call from his son. And he said, "Robbie's coming into Toronto, and he'd like to come in and talk to you about his book at Zoomer Radio. So he did. And I had my friend Little Magic Sam Taylor with me because Sam is a huge fan of Robbie, and who isn't? And so we sat and had a conversation about the book and about the old times and the good times. And really, that was the last time I saw him. When he left that day, I had a bunch of books that I had gotten a hold of that he signed, and he was on his way. About 2 weeks later, maybe three, I got a message from his office that he was planning on doing a sequel to Testimony, which was his book, because it was much more to tell. Mm. And at that time they said, so when it's ready, he'll be back, and he'd like to come in and talk to you. So I felt like there was always, even though we didn't see each other and we were living in different worlds, I felt as though we still had that connection. And it's a connection that he's been part of my life. And as I said to you and Jane when Ronnie Hawkins died,
yeah,
it was something that I didn't think was going to end like this and so quickly. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's what life is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to share this, because I ask you to get very detailed about your private life and your private experiences, and you so graciously do that with us. So thank you so much. Just, you know, one final thought about Robbie Robertson before we let you go.
I think that his legacy will be a long-lived one. I think that, you know, when you have people that are calling and talking, Martin Scorsese and others, mm-hmm. about Neil Diamond mm-hmm. saying the world won't be the same without Robbie, it's the truth. But the music will live on, and thankfully, we are at a radio station where we can let that music live on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing, and sorry again for your loss, friend.
Thank you.
And Robbie's back in just over an hour with the top 10 at 10. Right now, let's check the drive one more time.